This is ensemble member Francis Guinan, and you're listening to the Steppenwolf Theatre Company podcast.
Hello, this is Joy Meads, literary manager at Steppenwolf, and I'm here in conversation with Polly Carl, our director of artistic development. Hi, Polly.
Hey, Joy.
Well, I'm very excited to be talking with Polly today because we will be speaking about this year's first look repertory of new work. Now, before we announce this year's lineup, Polly, would you tell us a little bit about First Look for those listeners who are new to the rep?
Well, First Look began in 2005, so I think we're in our sixth year, and it's really an opportunity for playwrights, directors, dramaturgs, and designers to come together and focus on the developmental aspects of a play. So this is not about getting the definitive production ready, but in fact is more an opportunity to focus on the text itself, to focus on the themes of the play, to focus on the characters, and to really take time to create a play that we hope will have a long life after it leaves First Look. So that's the real emphasis. And then what's great about First Look is it is truly a festival. So we've got readings. We have what we call a professionals weekend when we invite people from around the country to come and see the work in the hopes that they may find interest in doing it in their theater. And we also have First Look 101, which is this opportunity for, I guess it's 101 people, although I've heard rumor that sometimes the number gets a little higher, to have an opportunity to really dig deep into the process of developing new plays, to sit in on rehearsals, to talk with the playwrights and the directors, and to have an opportunity to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Fantastic. Before this year, First Look has always taken place in the summer, but this year's rep is going to run between October 27th and November 14th. Can you tell us a little bit about the decision to move the rep to the fall this year?
Yeah, when I was asked to come to Steppenwolf, it's going on, I guess, 10 months now, one of my charges was to look at all of our programming that we do in that garage space. And through a lot of conversation with the staff, with artists involved, we wanted to think about the garage as a destination for an audience that perhaps is a little bit more adventurous, perhaps is a little bit younger, although an audience that we hope will be fully multi-generational at some point, and create a kind of energy in that space where people could know that they could find something interesting to see there year-round. And the idea of taking First Look from summer to fall was about kicking off the garage season at the same time we kick off our subscription season, and then doing the three First Look plays in repertory along with our First Look readings, then doing our Chicago Companies in Residence, another three plays in repertory, and then a collaboration that we're now working on with Northwestern that will look like another three plays in repertory. So really we're going to have from October through June, nine plays that you can see in that garage. And that was the idea of moving it to the fall, was really to build a kind of momentum and continuity in the space.
Fantastic. That's an exciting year ahead of us in the garage space. So, well, why don't we get to what we've all been waiting for? Polly, what are the plays that'll be in First Look this year?
Well, I guess I wish I had a drum to roll, but that said, without the drum roll, we are extremely enthusiastic to announce that Jason Wells will be back with us. This will be, I think, our third play that we've done of his in the garage. The play that we're going to be doing is a play called The North Plan, and Kimberly Senior, who's worked with us in the past, will be directing the play and has had a really great year in the Twin Cities, so we're excited to... Twin Cities! You can tell how tired I am. Okay, so Kimberly Senior will be directing Jason's play, and she's had a great year this year in Chicago directing Pillow Man and Uncle Vanya, and we're really excited to have her working with us. Jason's play is incredibly funny. It's has a kind of comic momentum that it just was irresistible on the page, and it was a play that we knew immediately we had to do. It takes place in a jail somewhere in rural Mississippi, sometime in the very near future, and the jail's only two prisoners are Carlton, an anxious and minor government official, but who seems to have some very important information that will infect the that will impact the entire nation. And then Tanya, a loudmouth drunk driver and potential meth addict. So if you think of Tanya and Carlton stuck in this jail cell, that gives you a good image of kind of where we might be headed next. So I won't tell you too much more about it, but both politically poignant and very, very funny play. The second play in our festival, a play called The Old Masters by a playwright named Sam Marks. And Sam is new to Chicago. He lives in New York. And his play is one of those plays that, you know, about a guy who's come to a point in his life. It's that point where, you know, you're done with college, you've gotten out of your first, second, or third apartment, you've made a certain choice in your career, and you now have an actual career rather than just freelance gigs, and you suddenly have a pregnant wife, and you own a home. And it really is a play about how did I land here, and is it possible for me to go back when time seemed more, you know, more free and fun. And so it circles around a mystery around some paintings that are of a friend of his that are left behind. And so we follow the mystery of these paintings and then also the protagonist Ben's ennui of what he would think of as middle age but would be, for me, probably pre-middle age. So that's our second play. Our third play, by a playwright named Robert O'Hara, again, another out-of-town playwright. His play, The Etiquette of Vigilance. This is actually a play that picks up on the play The Raisin in the Sun, and it really looks at what happens to the younger family from A Raisin in the Sun and imagines the story after A Raisin in the Sun. And the it's about a father and daughter. It's a two-character play, and it asks us, I think, to consider the wounds that we're still healing from the days of kind of city-sanctioned, you know, segregation. And Travis is a CTA bus driver, and his parents became the first black family to integrate in Chicago's Clybourne Park, segregated Clybourne Park neighborhood. So it's a story that actually takes place in Chicago. And again, it follows up on the legacy of segregation that Raisin in the Sun explored as well. So those are our three plays that will be in the repertory. And then we're going to be doing three readings of new plays. And those three plays, we're doing a reading of a play called 4,000 Miles by Amy Herzog, a playwright who's recently won a number of awards and is written this a lovely little play about a grandmother and grandson both going through very particularly difficult times in their lives. Then we'll have Sarah Gubbins back, a playwright we've produced in First Look, with a play called The Kid Thing. You know, the whole lesbians having babies explores that that theme. And then finally, a play by a New York playwright, Laura Marks, named Bethany. And Bethany is a play that is about a woman who's kind of at the end of her economic rope and really explores the kind of tensions within our economy now of people who are, you know, people who have formerly been employed with a certain amount of security, and now that security's been kind of pulled, the rug's been pulled out from underneath them. So pretty challenging, funny, and engaging group of plays.
It's an exciting lineup. Well, thanks, Polly, for coming in to talk to us about it.
Yeah, and this is just the start. We'll have a lot more to say, but thanks to you, Joy.
Great. Well, if you'd like to learn more about First Look or any of Steppenwolf's other programming, please visit us on www.steppenwolf.org.